reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in 2 Peter chapter 3, page 1308 in your pew Bibles. We read 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 13. This is now the second letter that I am writing to you, beloved. In both of them I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the predictions of the holy prophets, and the commandment of the Lord and the Savior through your apostles. Knowing this, first of all, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following their own sinful desires. They will say, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things are continuing as they were from the beginning of creation." For they deliberately overlooked this fact. The heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God. And that by means of these, the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and the destruction of the ungodly. But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved. And the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for the new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Page 1060 in your pew Bibles, and we read Matthew 24, verses 4 through 14. And Jesus answered them, "See that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and they will lead many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and lead many astray. Because lawlessness will be increased, love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the responsory for Advent. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based both on your epistle and gospel lessons, but the epistle lesson, I think, really makes it clear. Peter was talking about when the end will come. And now people are going to be scoffing at the idea that Christ is going to come again. Yes, the Lord is slow, but as Peter explains, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. This is our text. Tonight's theme is the patience of God. Something that a lot of people do not grasp. We have another example this evening, if you've been watching the news, of what a rotten world it is. Things like that happen all the time. And we not only see things happening far away, but sometimes in our own lives, trouble, pain, and suffering seem to be ready to overwhelm us. There's a scene in the book of Revelation. The saints gathered in heaven. And for what it's worth, they seem to be aware of what's happening on the earth, at least in general. And they cry out to the Lord, "How long, O Lord, how long until you bring vengeance upon the earth?" And as Peter explained, as the Gospel of Matthew explained, and as Revelation in that scene explains, God goes to the saints and says, wait a little bit longer. The number of your brothers is not yet complete. Why doesn't God end it all right now? Why does He let us endure such hardship and pain. What the world does not understand, and which you really cannot grasp apart from faith, from an understanding of God and the kinds of sacrifices that He makes for us, especially that sacrifice in the sending of His own Son to die and to rise for us. Is that God waits because He loves us. God is patient and slow about His second coming, precisely because He cares so deeply for humanity and doesn't want to lose a single one that can be saved. He is, after all, our Heavenly Father. And in our own lives, of those of us who are our parents, fathers or mothers, we know that sometimes in our children's lives, we have to be patient and not act precisely because we love them, even when they want us to act. I remember a particularly agonizing time with one of my children. As I think most of you know, Daniel, when, if you see him in the narthex out there later on, look at his, and I was looking just before the service, the left eye. Left eyebrow. Right one? Now, some of you mothers might want to cover your ears as I relate this story. But years ago, one of his cousins had the bright idea at the young age of 3 years old of jumping on the couches and the love seat in their grandparents' home, back and forth and back and forth. Which the nice hard-edged table that sat between the two. That cousin was about 3 and Daniel was about 1 3/4, maybe 2 at the time. And as you probably suspect already, given my allusion to his eye, things did not go well that night. He fell down, hit his eyebrow on the corner of the table, and within about 2 seconds of examination, I said, "This is an emergency ward visit." We hop in the car. We drive down to St. Luke's. We get him in. And would you believe that 2-year-olds are not real anxious to have their eyes stitched? And here's the point where, you know, you mothers might want to cover your ears. They had this Velcro thing that they wrapped him up in, basically pinning him on the table. And then they take out the needles, and you know, 2-year-olds don't like needles either. And they're trying to deaden the area, and Mom and I are sitting there, and I remember the words so vividly. All done. 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 For about all 10 minutes. Mothers, you can take your hands off your ears now. And what did Mom and Dad have to do? We had to patiently stand by and say to him, "Not yet." My wife loves that story, right? I think for many of the parents here tonight, you can recall similar instances in your life. Or you so much wanted to help your child, but you knew that what was best was to wait. That is how our Heavenly Father acts towards us. And just like that two-year-old son of mine, as we stood by and he was crying out, "All done, all done, all done," I'm sure he did not understand why his mom and dad didn't just reach out, grab him, take him up in our arms and go home right that minute. You understand now, don't you?
I don't remember, but I see the...
That is the world. That is even the saints in heaven. Lord, can we be done with this? But our God loves us so much that patiently He waits. Because there's still some that can be saved. There's still work that needs to be done. And that work hasn't been given to angels. It's been entrusted to us. And so we must remain here in this world that has so much suffering and so much pain and so much trouble. But we also know through our Lord Jesus Christ, through not only His death, but especially His resurrection and ascension before God, that while we might have to endure hardship and pain for a temporary moment when compared to eternity, that a glorious day awaits those who trust in Him, when He will come again and He will take us home to live with Him forever in glorious joy and peace. 'Tis the season of Advent, a season of waiting. And it is meet, right, and proper at times that we include in our prayers, as Jesus did in the Lord's Prayer, "Lord, Thy kingdom come." But if it doesn't come as soon as we would like it, there is a good reason. We may not know the exact details. We may not even understand it, this side of heaven. But we can be confident. The reason God waits, the reason He is so patient, is because He loves us so much, like a father loves his children. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.